It's Wednesday, March the 6th. You're listening to the Closing Market Report on the phone line. Jackie Veck, she's at Stuart Peterson right here in Champaign County to take up the agricultural futures markets. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, what a successful day we had over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Thank you so much for your participation. It really made things go very, very well.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, and what a great opportunity for all the farmers who were there to be able to hear all the different opinions and even to be able to exchange ideas with each other. It was a great day. I really enjoyed it.
For those who were unable to make the trip there to the Beef House yesterday, and there would have been a few that didn't make it because of the weather forecast and some others that simply weren't able to make it in for other reasons, we will post everything to our website at willag.org. That'll probably happen sometime tomorrow, at least the audio. We did record video as well. Probably try to put some of that up as well over the next week or so, but by tomorrow you should be able to take a look on our website at willag.org, and you'll find the audio from the All Day Agricultural Outlook. One other item before we get into the futures markets, actually two probably, because you're on both of these events tonight, Jackie. You and I will be in Lincoln, Illinois, at the Logan County Fairgrounds, the U of I building at 7 o'clock, along with Chip Nellinger and Pete Manhart and Gary Schnitke. So that one starts at 7 and open and available for everybody to come by and drop in and ask you questions. And then tomorrow evening, we'll be in Jacksonville, along with Mike Zuzulo and Matt Bennett and Gary Schnitke. That one starts at 6 o'clock. It's at Hamilton's, which I think is right there in the midst of Jacksonville, the middle of Jacksonville. It's Hamilton's Catering. So if you're interested, that one has on Thursday evening a dinner involved with it. No need to pre-register for that one. Just show up at 6 o'clock. But Jackie Vakes and I will both be there. Jackie, I'm looking forward to traveling and hearing what you have to say on both of those days as well.
Well, it's great to be able to get out of the area and you know, and especially getting to Jacksonville, where it's more difficult for people to be able to hear us. But I'm excited about it. We had a great meeting at Belleville
last week.
Yeah, so it'll be good.
All right, good. Now, let's talk a little bit about what happened in the marketplace today. And I think maybe I want to start with the CME Group and the changes that they plan to make in trading hours. Once again, we'll hear this in the news segment, but CME Group has decided that they're going to change up things, and they're going back at least in part to the closes at 1:15 in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to be different. They're going to open at 7 at night, which I think is a good idea, and then they will run until on the electronic till 7:45 a.m. They will pause the market from 7:45 a.m. until 8:30, at which time they will open not only the electronic but the open outcry. So that means open outcry will open an hour earlier, and then rather than closing at 2 o'clock, they're going to close at 1:15 like the old hours were. So talk about confusing the world.
And it starts,
they're doing it.
I think that starts April the 8th, so we'll be back to two trading sessions for the day, an overnight trade and then the day trade, which will coincide this time around with the electronic open outcry. Having the same hours from 8:30 to 1:15 should make for some interesting changes. I guess maybe they'll settle down, and I'm wondering, I was thinking about this just a bit, Jackie, whether by the time we get to April 8th, whether this will signal a final change in the CME Group's open hours and the settling down of the marketplace and the volatility that we've seen over the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, I don't know if you can settle down the volatility based on this, but it certainly has had somewhat of an impact. The big thing now is, you know, we have a USDA report. We've got one coming out on Friday at 11 a.m.
Right.
So now instead of having 3 hours to trade it till 2 o'clock, we're going to have 2 hours and 15 minutes to trade it. And so I know from going to the USDA meeting when it was asked if the CME would change their hours, would they change back? And they said absolutely not. And so we'll see once if absolutely is absolutely or not. But, you know, it does complicate things a bit, but we'll get used to it. It's just like anything else. Change is not easy.
It's never easy in New York today. Let's switch venues from Chicago to New York. Mm-hmm. I think the Dow Jones Industrial Average went to another new high, but I didn't see whether it stayed there or not.
Well, it went to 14,320, and it's currently at 14,304 at the moment. You know, so it certainly hasn't lost very much, I can tell you that. It it's kind of amazing. I think that basically when you look at the whole situation, it is what's pushing the dollar higher, too. The idea that why is the Dow going higher? I think it's because some of the sequester information that's coming out. You know, they're talking about how it's going to take months to move forward with some of the cuts that are going to happen, and I think the Dow is just feeling a lot more comfortable with that. Now, on the other side, you know, a higher dollar is never a friend of ours. Something we heard about yesterday and I've talked about before is currency wars. And we're experiencing some of the back end of the currency wars from the standpoint that we've seen Brazil put some things in place. We have Japan doing some things to keep themselves from being outside the competitive edge of the export market. And so with our U.S. dollar going higher, that never makes it easy. And I think that was part of what we saw today in the market in general. And also, you know, magnified by all the numbers that are coming out saying that they're going to raise corn ending stocks, that they're going to raise wheat ending stocks. It was just kind of an ugly day.
Those are the numbers that would be released on Friday of this week. What are your expectations there?
Well, I myself think that we could actually see the corn numbers maybe stay about where they are. I do expect them to drop the export numbers again because of the pitiful pace that we're at. But at the same time, I think we could see feed usage bounce back up higher and maybe take it out of the picture. And so I don't expect much of a change. Some guys are saying going from 632 to 640 to 649, which it's not a huge difference, but it's something to trade on. The big question now is, you know, USDA is closed today because of weather. So we don't know if we're going to get export reports tomorrow morning. We don't know if it'll have an impact. I doubt very much if it will on Fridays because that's an 11 a.m. report. And so I myself expect to see tighter numbers on beans in the U.S., probably a little larger number on wheat, and that put pressure on wheat because wheat, they talked today about world wheat numbers getting bigger, and the expectation is for that report on Friday to show a larger number. So that means wheat's going to have to compete with corn in the feed venue. And so there's just an awful lot of information that Friday's report will bring some closure to, and then we'll move on from there.
A quick word, speaking of wheat, on competition with corn, and maybe 15 or 20 seconds is all.
Okay. You know, I think when you look at wheat, anytime you're below 50 cents, you know, and a wheat bushel is larger than a corn bushel. So we right now, the equivalent of corn is about $7.50 if you're looking at March compared to where we are in wheat. So it is definitely competitive. There's no question. You are limited on how much you can increase in a ration, but it certainly, traders certainly don't see it that way.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That is Jackie Vake. She's from Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. She and I will be in Lincoln at the Logan County Fairgrounds this evening. That starts at 7 o'clock. We look forward to seeing you there tonight.